Welcome to G Talk. G Talk is a podcast dedicated to helping you discover your purpose by helping you build intimate relationships and a lifestyle of thankfulness. Listen to us today as we discuss a new challenging topic aimed to encourage you and to challenge you, but most importantly, to build you up in your relationships with each other and with God. Stay tuned. Welcome to G Talk, and we are your hosts, Terrence and Adara Clark, and we are happy to come back to you this week. Honey, we're on a new series. This is our second one, Doing the Hymns of Life. And so tonight, we just got a really good one, right?
Yes, we do, and it's always exciting when we have the opportunity to just reflect on hymns and see how we can be a hymn to the Lord as well.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to what's our theme tonight.
Well, our theme is going to be My Tribute by Andre Crouch. And for some of those of you that might be listening, whether or not you know who Andre is, Andre Crouch, really, I mean, for us, I feel like it's just something that's a real thrill because, you know, obviously for you and I, he's really personal. He was in the same church that we grew up with, mm-hmm. and we had a lot of background and experience with him. And but he, you know, really traveled the world around and around with his songs in the 70s and 80s. And I think I don't know how many Grammys he won and so forth, but he just really inspires so many of us with his writing and with the songs that he's written. And today, you know, we're wanting to really talk about My Tribute, because it's a really special song that he put together. And just to hear a little bit about the story and the background, and even the background of Andre, and I hope it's really an encouragement to our listeners, and more so, I hope it really encourages us in our walk with God, that we would take some of the words that are written here and just take it personally, how we can walk out our faith in an amazing way. So with that, I guess we can talk about a little bit about the story and how he came. Now, for those of you that may not know, Andre began playing the piano when he was 11 years old. I mean, I think he was actually younger than that. He was a really young boy when it was prophesied that he would play, and they literally just put him on a piano. I don't know if he'd actually started his church at that point or not. But he put him on the piano and he started playing. And, you know, he played forever after that. So, I mean, he was all over. He did a lot of help with Teen Challenge, for people that are familiar with Teen Challenge, and the things that he really gave in terms of helping people and bringing people to the gospel. He was really part of that. There's that whole Jesus movement in the 60s where there was a real shift in music. He was really a great part of that. And I know a lot of people today may not realize what took place in the 60s and 70s, but music actually, prior to these guys writing, music was really, really just a lot of hymns and a lot of songs that were directly to God. But what the Jesus movement kind of changed was they began writing songs to inspire people to come to salvation. And it just kind of was this change, and Andre was a great part of that. And so, so the story is, I guess, with My Tribute, I don't know if you want to jump in and, okay, you'll wait for the words, okay. So the story of My Tribute is that Andre was, as he had done, was working with Teen Challenge and so forth, and he met a guy who had gotten out of San Quentin, was a pretty rough guy, but just through listening, he fell in love with Andre's music, and over time, found the Lord through listening to Andre's music and so forth. But one day, he had a dream, and he called Andre and told him that he had had a dream of him and that he was going to write a song and that this song was going to go all around the world. And, you know, Andre, he asked him, you know, do I need to read a particular scripture? And he told him John 17. Mm. And so he read John chapter 17. In that passage, Jesus said, Father, I have glorified thee. Now glorify me. I read the passage. Okay. So he said he read the passage, but he didn't feel any inspiration mm-hmm. to write after he read that. But interestingly, he woke up the next morning singing To God Be the Glory. And he's like, where did that come from? So then he went to his piano, and within 10 minutes, he had written this song, My Tribute. Mm-hmm. And it has gone around and around and around the world. This has become...
it's the biggest song that he ever written.
Wow, I didn't realize that. Is mm-hmm. that right? Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. So why don't you give us some of the words and some of your impressions, and then we can talk a little bit about that.
I think one of the things I enjoy is that, you know, we'll have people that the Lord will give them words for us. And sometimes we will discard it, or... maybe because we didn't get any, you know, like feelings from it, that sometimes we have a tendency to discard what someone said. Mm. And even though when he said this person had told him that, and then he gave him a passage, he said he had read it, but he didn't really, like he said, feel an inspiration from it, or, you know, what it didn't like it. He had a wow moment. Mm-hmm. But it was the fact that when you have something from someone's heart that's wanting to give you a gift, I call it a gift. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it may not be the package it comes in, but had he discarded that, this song never would have been written. Mm. And so he read, and the next thing, the next morning he wakes up to singing the song. It's like he had already written it before. And the verse says, how can I say thanks for the things you have done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to thee. To God be the glory, to God be the glory, to God be the glory for the things he has done. With his blood he has saved me, with his power he has raised me. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Just let me live my life. Let it pleasing to thee, Lord. And if I gain any praise, let it go to Calvary.
Mm. Yeah.
And those words all by itself, just the inspiration of someone that knew the Lord spoke to their heart. And that somebody you would think that he was an atheist, you know. Mm. I mean, San Quentin is one of those prisons where, you know, it's when you come out, you're pretty much an atheist. Mm. And it's a real hardcore place. But the fact that how God began to soften his heart and that he inspired Andre to write this song, he even prophesied and said, this song is going to go all over the world.
Mm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so when I look at, how can I say thanks? And we're in the season of thanks. And for the things you have done, we get really bombarded with so many things that go around and happen around in the world and in our lives, that generally Thanksgiving is generally the last thing that we do. Mm-hmm. It's normally not the first thing that we do. And normally, when we do give thanks, it's because of something that we've gotten. It's not something that we give thanks, even when we're going through situations, mm-hmm. you know, in our lives. And so when I read that verse and it talks about things so undeserved, you know, but you still proved your love to me. You still loved me, even when I didn't do things right, that I can still repent and I can say, Lord, I thank you that you protected me you covered me when those decisions that I made that wasn't the greatest of decisions, that you came through, fixed it, changed it. And through all those things, we normally don't have that attitude of praise. Mm-hmm. But what I liked about this song is that it's all about our attitude of praise.
Yeah.
everything that when you reflect back, everything that where you are today, everything that you've received, the different trials that you've gone through, you know, there's still that heart of thanksgiving because through it all, I've still learned to trust him. I haven't given up on him. He hasn't given up on me because my whole focal point is about glorifying him and giving thanks to him. And I just, this is one of my favorite hymns that we would sing in church a lot, because in everything that we do, we should give glory to God.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a song that I think expresses the foundational truth of giving God glory and giving him thanks and praise, you know, for everything. It doesn't matter. It's like there is nothing more important to than giving God thanks and giving him praise. And that really is what worship really is. Mm-hmm. I think we today can easily fall into a style where we're looking for certain words or certain groups or certain songs that really move us. But worship really doesn't have anything to do with who's singing it. Mm-hmm. It really doesn't have to do with the group or anything like that. Worship.
You're the greatest instrument.
Yes. God wants to hear our singing, and he doesn't want us to get stuck, you know, with a certain song or a certain style. Even, unfortunately, we've even gotten to the place where we think about music in terms of the timing of the year. You know, we want all the latest, you know, but he's not stuck with that. A 1960 song is just as powerful as a 2018 song. Mm-hmm. The thing is, are we singing it to praise and glorify God? And is our heart truly given to that? And so this song, really, it's a tribute. And he could have easily called it "To God Be the Glory." Of course, there is another hymn with "To God Be the Glory." Mm-hmm. So he didn't. But I like the name. That he named it "My Tribute" because he wanted it to be the testimony of his life, that my tribute to God is that "To God Be the Glory." Everything, may it all go to Calvary, may it all go to recognizing who he is and what he has done. And it doesn't matter what our circumstances are in life. If we learn to praise, if we learn to give God thanks, if we learn to really bless him through circumstances, situations, it doesn't matter what we're going through, God will give us joy. He'll give us peace. Mm-hmm. He will wipe away tears. He will, you know, clean our heart, clean, you know, it doesn't matter what those things are that we might be battling. He comforts us with the things that we need when we learn to do that.
Think as well with Thanksgiving, it's about his word. Mm-hmm. You know, when we are in the word of God, and that's, to me, that's my shield. You know, it reminds me when I am going through something in life, what his word says I am, what his word, what he tells me who he is, mm-hmm. in my circumstances, when there's seasons that I'm going through trials. It's the word that reminds me, you know, of who he is in that situation, that I'm able to continually give him thanks because I thank you, God, that even through the situation, I know I'm going to come through. Mm. You know, I thank you, God, that, you know, I might not have a dime in my pocket. Father, I thank you, God, for my home. I thank you, God, for having a roof over my head. I thank you, God, for the provisions you've given to me that you continue to do. Mm. And what you find is when I'm looking at the verse, he talks about, you know, just reflecting on, you know, it's his blood that saved me. You know, I can rejoice that my name is written in the book of life. Mm, yeah. You know, I praise you, God, for that. There's things that when I'm looking at a song, he's reflecting back on things that have happened in our lives. But my focal point is no longer on that. You know, it was your power that raised me. You know, for this, you look at this person that was in San Quentin, is a power of God that raised him because he was an atheist.
Yeah.
It was a power of God that turned his life around.
Yeah.
When you look at just the cross, he begins to focus on the cross. He begins to focus on saying, you know, just let me, if I can just live this life, I want it, Lord, to be pleasing to you. So when he's reflecting on the cross, he's reflecting on the word of God, of who God is, and that rejoicing, my name is written in the book of life, you know, that everything that I do, God, everything I want to give glory to you. I want you to be glorified in what I do. That's the attitude of our heart, how our heart should be daily.
Yeah.
It's not about, you know, how it's kind of like I have to look at how I speak. What am I saying? What words are coming out? What am I confessing? And when I'm looking at what he's saying, it's his whole confession is, I want to give you glory.
Yeah.
His whole confession to God is, I want to give you glory. I want you to shine. I recognize I didn't even deserve this.
Mm.
But the fact that you're cross, I now recognize that I now have life in you, eternal life now.
Mm.
And I believe when we can begin to turn and look at what we speak and recognize that our life should be about glorifying God, those just should be the things that we're speaking that are coming forth out of our mouths, not what we're seeing. What the world sees is hopeless. But when we're able to give him glory because we know who holds the future, we know who holds the present, we know who's in charge. And so when our focal point is that, then we're able to walk in that peace. We're able to actually share. If I can just live my life to be pleasing to you so that others can see that light in me, then I believe then he's gonna definitely be glorified in what we do here on earth. It's all about changing our perspective and recognizing everything that we do, it should be to give glory and honor to God.
Yeah. His life, Andre Crouch's life, was a miracle. And I can't help but think that played a great part in even the song. That, I mean, who would have ever thought, you know, here he was as a young man and really coming out of, at that time, an African-American denomination where there hadn't really been anybody who had accomplished what he accomplished. Mm-hmm. And even to this day, I mean, there's been some great ones, but I mean, he really came up at a time where it was just so unexpected, and to not have ever learned music, but to just literally be given a gift from God to play at such a young age, and then to not just be able to play, but to write, and then write songs that were affecting every group in the world. I mean, he was all over. He was in London. I mean, he went to, I don't know, 30 different nations. Mm-hmm. No, I think 68 nations that he went to and sang and was a part. I mean, live in Carnegie Hall. I mean, all these places, you know, from somebody that just came from, you know, humble, small beginnings, it just, I imagine it was pretty overwhelming to think, wow, how did I get to these places? You know, it was all by the grace of God that he gave me this gift, and it's taken, you know, taken him everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And he passed away a couple of years ago, and yet his songs and his, you know, the things that God gave him will continue to live on. And so I can't help but think that even as he gave that tribute, that I'm sure he's looking at just the life he had lived and how God had taken him.
Mm.
And all over the world, and everybody knew his name. And so it's pretty amazing, you know, amazing story. And so we want to play the song, allow you to hear it. And as I'm, you know, I don't think there's anybody listening where you haven't heard something. You may not know it was Andre,
mm-hmm.
but I can tell you right now, there's something he's written that you've sang. If you've been in church at any time, you've sang his music, and whether or not you recognized it was him.
I like to close on just that bridge.
Yeah.
And the words of that bridge, again, as we in this talk, it says, just let me live my life. Let it be pleasing, Lord, to thee. And if I gain any praise, let it go to Calvary.
Mm.
And I believe if we can keep our focal point that way, that just let me give my life and let it be pleasing to thee.
Amen. What a great tribute and a great way to end. We love you all. This following behind us will be that song from Andre, My Tribute.
Someone deserved.
G-Talk is a ministry of Hope for You International, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. You can find us on the web at thankfultoday.com and gtalk.info. You can also find us on Facebook at The Thankful Today.